In this episode, we discuss 7 tips for great concert behavior. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I was a brand new teacher. I really struggled to get my students to behave at concerts. Nagging them with them didn't work. Pleading with them didn't work. All kinds of threats, it didn't work. I'm going to share with you 7 tips, and tip number 1 is something that has worked for me for the last 11 years. I developed it about my 10th year of teaching overall, and I have used it at 2 schools, and it's worked wonderfully. What I do is I tell the students that this is how you behave in a concert. We talk about it a couple of weeks before a concert, and I tell them that I know that they're mature and that they understand what my expectations are, and I ask them if there are any questions. We actually practice this on the stage in the auditorium. Usually there are no questions, and what I tell them is that since they do understand how concert behavior works, then I'm going to hold them accountable to that. And if they don't understand it, then we are going to spend 3 rehearsals after the concert practicing good concert behavior. And what that means for me is that we go onto the stage and off the stage into the seating area over and over and over again without talking so that they learn how to do that. In the 11 years that I've used this system, I have not had to enforce it except for 1 time, and that turned out to be with 3 students out of 1 of my classes. And those students were kind of hard-headed jerks, to be honest, about it. And the message went through everybody that Mr. Devine is serious about this system. So that has worked well for me. I'm going to give you a couple of other ideas too that have worked for other people. A lot will depend on your community and maybe what they've been used to, maybe your personality. But these are some more tips that have worked for others. Tip number 2, grade them on their concert behavior. Some schools you won't be allowed to do this. The teachers I know who use this effectively, they grade for being on time. They grade for concert dress. They grade for watching others and proper etiquette. And actually, if you look at most state standards, you can extrapolate from 1 of the standards something about concert etiquette. It usually is listed as listening to other performances or something like that. Tip number 3, say something immediately when you notice it in a concert. The choir teacher at my school, she did this at one of the concerts I went and observed her at. There were students in the audience, I don't think they were her students, who were interrupting the performance. She stopped where she was at in the performance, not in the middle of a song, but she was between songs. She stopped, she mentioned it, she pointed the students out because they weren't listening. I think she had to say something twice. And then finally, we moved them to a different spot and put a chaperone right there with them. Tip number 4, this falls kind of with number 3. Have some teacher chaperones available that you can use, or admin, and don't be afraid to use them and say, hey, can you sit between these 2 students? Can you sit behind them so that someone is watching them? And I say teacher chaperones because parents won't always be able to be strong about this when it's not their children or children that they don't know. Tip number 5, try having them do a written reflection after the performance where they weren't behaving like they should have. This is probably most effective if almost all of the students or an entire class are the guilty party. Personally, I'm kind of against punishing an entire group unless the entire group is guilty. I hated it when I was a kid and I would be punished because of things that happened. Tip number 6, have the students do an evaluation, kind of like a large group evaluation. Have the sheets printed out for them. Some students, if they're kept busy with their minds and with their pens, then they're going to be too busy to really talk or get into trouble. Once again, it all depends on your community, your personality, the personalities of your students, and probably what has happened in the past. Tip number 7, start training them during class assessments. I do this often in my class. When a student is performing, all the other students have to be completely silent. They're not allowed to talk. They're not allowed to comment on the assessment unless we ask them to provide some feedback. My mentor and friend who has since passed away, he started his career in a tiny town in western Colorado. And about 25 or 30 years after he had left that job, I met someone from that town and I said, oh yeah, my mentor is such and such. And he taught there many, many years ago. And the person still remembered him. He said, yes, your friend was well known for demanding great audience behavior. So that's something that is important to the people who have come to enjoy this concert. And I hope that these tips have been helpful to you.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.